I have a closing theme.
Oh, excellent. Go for it.
It's dubious intent technology segment time. It's dubious intent technology segment time. Come on, dubious intent listeners, and send in technology type questions so that Adam can listen and Daniel can actually do the technology answering. It's dubious intent technology segment time. Let's call in and stump Adam again. That hard.
3, 2, 1. It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Trademark Vera Charles.
Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2417. The BFO for Wednesday the 19th of April 2017. Y'all coming up on today's, say it with me,
a little show.
Y'all, I ain't got much today, so pretty much it's going off the tracks. Big Fatty, pretty much like every other day. Hello, discoverers. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, you're discoverers today because, y'all, Big Fatty, yeah, hump day is always an exciting day for Big Fatty because, you know, we go to the Von's East. I'll be going to the Von's East today during my lunch hour. And, but, y'all, I always look forward to the newspaper on Wednesday because it has the Von's East circular in there. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, I was on the Von's East website today, and y'all, believe it or not, on the website, there's down there at the very bottom, it says get a sneak peek at Tamari's circular. Y'all, I have discovered something. The Big Fatty, it doesn't take much, does it? It really doesn't. But y'all, I'm kind of excited. There's not a whole lot that I saw in today's circular, but we'll go to the Von's East nonetheless and check it all out. And anyway, but it was fun discover something new. Big Fatty, you're going to turn the coupon into a two-I-say-chew day event. Yes?
Make a wish, wish it in a dream, wish it in your heart, and your wish will come true.
Yeah, I guess y'all got home from the coal mine. By the way, it's quiet day in the coal mine today. Old Veda wasn't there. And the Orange Cat wasn't there. And Larry Cly took the afternoon off. He had to go deal with his hat arena. And so, y'all, it was very, very quiet. But y'all, in the Villa Mail box today, y'all, there was a cat. There was a, y'all, and it's laminated and everything. And y'all, it's got the postage on it is a Big Fatty stamp. Y'all couldn't believe it. On the front, there are three scoundrels, I tell you. And y'all, they're standing in front of a roller coaster. It's one of those wooden roller coasters that'll make you shot. You say, yes, Big Fatty, you used to ride that one at the Six Flags when you worked there as in the high school. It's true, I did. And y'all, anyway, it says, the pod-fated podcasters of New York City, and Connecticut were out riding the 90-year-old old gal. Big Fatty, she's not 90, she's just 89. Oh, well, no, I think, let me adjust my glasses here. Out riding the 90-year-old cyclone in Coney Island on opening day of 4/9/2017. Just a few old men, VJ is not old, on an older roller coaster. Thank you for calling. And it's from David B. and VJ and Brian. And y'all, it's a lovely, just a lovely picture. It's a picture. And y'all, it's a... no, they are not the old men. But it must have been chilly. They're all wearing camisoles, and hats. Does VJ have on a hat? No, he looks like he's got on one of those. No, he doesn't have a hat on. Either that or he's wearing one of those yarmulkes. Here comes yarmulke. Where's my... Well, I don't know what it is. But David and VJ and Brian, thank you so much for thanking a big fatty. And that's a fancy, fancy card. Y'all, he made it up himself using something called PhotoCard. So, anyway, that's just the lovely. It is just lovely. Yes, Big Fatty.
Meet Kathy, who's lived most everywhere, from Zanzibar to Berkeley Square.
But Fatty's only seen the sights a girl can see from Brooklyn Heights. What a crazy pair.
Yeah, I guess y'all got an e-letter. Got an e-letter today from the one and only Patty Bacon, and the subject line, it says, please forward to Poodle McNoodle. Big Fatty, it's for me. Yes, it is for you. Oh, Big Fatty, well, I'm so excited. Would you read it to me? I will. I'll be more than happy to read it to you. It says, ole, Poodle. Oh, Big Fatty, that's hello backwards. It's true. It's me, Patty. Patty Bacon from Needrabah, North Dakota. So nice it was named twice. Now, Poodle, I heard a rumor, and Mother Bacon always told me to never believe a rumor, but to go right to the horse's mouth. Big Fatty, she calling me a horse? I don't know. Go right to the horse's mouth to find out. No, I'm not accusing you of being an equine or any other four-legged beast. Big Fatty, I knew Miss Patty Bacon would not do that. No. Would you like to count for us, Poodle? Brrr, brrr. Big Fatty. Anyway, I heard back in the years of Arvocado Green and Harvest Gold Appliances that you were very good friends with a guy named Brett Summers. Brett. Brett was supposedly famous and on the quiz program March Game 69. The rumor I heard was that Brett convinced you to ghostwrite an autobiography called Dumb Dora Dearest, My Life with a Sharpie.
Big Fatty, I love it.
Now, Poodle, I haven't heard any chatter about your inclusion on this nearly sold-out cruise of a lifetime to Australia. I think you should start selling your book on the Amazon River and to start saving up for one of the few cabins left. I'm sure Big's listeners will write reviews. Oh, sugar crumbs, where are my manners? Ole, Big, hi! Take that rumor with a grain of Mrs. Dash, because I'm not sure, but I may have been the one that started it. Toodles, Patty, well,
Big Fatty, it's my note.
It's true. Would you like to respond to Patty?
Yes, Big Fatty, I would love to respond to Patty Bacon. First of all, Patty Bacon, hi. I will never forget my days My dear friendship with Brett Summers, we go way back. I don't know if you knew this or not, but Brett Summers was one of my instructors, and we became very dear friends. And Brett would take us to all kinds of different Big Fatty, you're gonna get in so much trouble. Patty, I know that this was all done in jest, but I think it is a lovely, just a lovely thing to consider. Because, you know, Big Fatty is going to be retiring in about 14 months. Maybe I could just take up the ghost writing. Yes, Big Fatty, I could write for Casper. Why don't you take over, Big Fatty? I think that's an excellent... Excellent idea. Patty, first of all, thank you so much for the letter. It's always lovely to hear from you. And you do make Big Fatty kerfuffle. And yes, Big Fatty, we all kerfuffle when Patty Bacon sends us a little note. And Patty Bacon, Patty Bacon, maybe you should write a book about the BFO. You know, you could be like you could collaborate with my Northeast straight boyfriend, and because you know he's going back and listening to all the old episodes. Big Fatty, the poor thing, he's probably in some sort of coma. Collaborate and write a book about the BFO. Big Fatty, who the hell would buy that? Oh, dear gussie. Dear gussie, y'all, you know I was telling you about my electric bill. And y'all, my straight boyfriend, Straight Bob, from down there in the future, he wrote me and says, "Big Fatty, there are sites on the intertubes that will tell you how much your AC, water heater, etc. cost per hour or per day. It's not the AC that costs you. It's anything that you heat up. Please don't tell me your hot water is electric. If it is, you might see about hooking it up with gas and maybe getting a smaller one as you are single. Your dryer is a huge cost. Dry them on the line and in the winter put them over the vents or in a heated bedroom with you. XO. First of all, Straight Bob, thank you so much for the concerns regarding my utility cost. Yes, Big Fatty, your utility cost. And I agree with you to some extent that it's not cooling things off. It uses a lot to heat things up, but in Charleston in the summertime, trust me, it costs more in the summertime because you're cooling things off. As far as my water heater goes, I have one of those. What is it called? It's a tankless water heater, and there's an electrical component to it, but I think the heating of it comes from gas. Big Fatty, is it as much gas has been coming out of you today? Now, y'all, I did have another one of those kale and Brussels sprout solid packages for my lunch. Y'all tooting all afternoon. Yes, Big Fatty, plenty of gas. Heat that water up. I believe it's heated, and it's the tankless water heater. It doesn't heat up, keep water heated. It's heated on demand, kind of.
I only dry clothes. I only wash my underpants.
Big Fatty, you don't wear underpants.
I only wash my clothes once a week, and I only do one load.
Big Fatty, you're talking about clothes, right?
I am talking about clothes.
Straight Bob,
I don't think that the little bit I spend on the dryer is worth the effort of putting up a clothesline. In fact, I'm not even sure you can have a clothesline in Fat Acres. I'd have to look at the rules and conveyances of Fat Acres to see if that's allowed.
Big Fatty, what the hell are the conveyances?
I don't know. It just sounded like the right thing to say.
Yes, Big Fatty.
So anyway. I'm not sure I want my delicates hanging up in the love chamber when a gentleman caller comes by. But you know, you never know. Thank you for thanking a Big Fatty.
Yes, Big Fatty. Now, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard old Digger.
Old Digger coming up with another one of his famous bumpers. And there was a tweet. There may have been two tweets on the Twitty from that Mr. Cackle. Y'all, you know Mr. Cackle, don't you?
Yes, Big Fatty. Everybody knows Mr. Cackle.
There's big doings. There's big doings between Digger and Mr. Cackle. And y'all, you'll learn more about that. Let's just see when we learn. You'll have to learn more about it next week. So yeah. So anyway, y'all, the other thing I wanted to mention to you, I was talking about the dancing yesterday. Y'all, I got a e-letter or a Twitty or I don't know what I got, but from that Daniel Bieber, and he says, do you guess the wrong celebrity to be picked, voted off every week? And y'all, I hadn't been so good this year. It's true, because I thought, I did get the first one right. That Chris Kattan, he was horrible. But then I thought Mr. T would go next, and it was that Charo that went next. Then it was Mr. T. And then yesterday, it was that woman. I don't remember what her name is, but she's one of those housewives. But y'all, I was hoping it would be The Bachelor, but it was those two that were in the bottom two. So I may not have gotten it right, but I was pretty damn close. I'll say that much. And I think The Bachelor will probably be next week.
Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, the last thing I wanted to mention
was on my marking calendar. Y'all, I have down for today. It is Musing Mark's a celebration of exiting the birth canal. But y'all, then it says observe. That's not really when his celebration of exiting the birth canal is, but some people might think so. Oh, dear gosh, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely hump day. Y'all, when I went to work to the coal mine this morning, I'm thinking to myself, I got nothing for the little show. Y'all, I got one voice letter sitting there, and you know I only play voice letters when I have two. I say chew, but anyway, it's
from that Gus Chan.
So y'all, if you want to hear what Gus Chan has to say, somebody better be calling.
Yes, Big Fatty.
Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids formerly of the former Dubious Intentions and Daniel Bieber. What do you think about Digger's wonderful bumpers?
Trademark Vera Charles.
Oh, you do an excellent impression of the old gal. Do you write her like the cyclone?
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331.
That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.